Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is a party. It is a party. Obviously, dial on with the assist from Allie. Been bringing the tunes all day, man. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. A lot of fun. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully, you guys are celebrating in an orderly fashion. Invite you guys, 404-726-0929, to hit us up on the wake-up call. Two topics we threw out: how you knew your spouse or significant other was the one, and what was your highlight of the weekend? Could be sports or otherwise.
Good thing Allie's picking the music, because I don't think Drake made any good Cinco de Mayo songs.
Okay, before we move on.
Yes.
Okay. And shout out, hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. Allie dropped on us a minute ago that she is, in fact, a vegan.
I am.
I think I speak for everybody. No judgment on that. You were like, I'm not one of those. Like, I didn't even say you were.
I didn't know. They had meat at her wedding, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we did. But the cake was vegan. You didn't know that, did you, Bo?
I don't think I partook in anyways, whatever. So no, I didn't. Maybe I did.
We made it a week into this show with you joining us before we knew that you were a vegan.
I'm surprised we made it that far.
So I know, and that's my point, is like, so now I'm thinking back on it. I'm like, okay, we were talking about how we knew you were like, Grant was like, oh, her birthday is on Star Wars Day. Like, oh, she's the one. This is the unicorn. This is the, you know, this is the dream girl. Like, how long into y'all dating were you like, did he realize that you were vegan? Was it just right off the top?
So we had had a conversation about ice cream or something, and he had brought up how great ice cream, Oreo ice cream sandwiches were. All right, so start of the day, he's talking about how great this novelty Oreo ice cream sandwich is.
Yo!
He brings
it. How far in is this, though? Like, how far in?
I mean, I think I knew him for a month or so at this point.
All right, okay.
So, and then he then, after we had this conversation about Oreo ice cream sandwiches, he bought them. And.
Oh, dude.
I bet Grant had his serious face, too, when he's trying to get you to try something.
Oh, dude.
And I liked him so much, I did not refuse it. I was like,
no.
I'm just going to eat it.
Okay. You went non-vegan for Grant?
I did, because he's...
That's true love.
I was
right
like,
there.
He's that so was. Cute, and I don't want to... He went out and purposely bought these Oreo ice cream sandwiches. So I'm going to eat it. And someone else, like, standing nearby was like, hey, aren't you? I was like, I know what you're doing. Don't say anything.
Kick him under the
don't
table.
Say
shut up.
Mike.
Shut up.
Mike.
Willing to fold my values for this guy. That's how I knew
Grant
the
knew. The moment that she told him that she was vegan,
yeah.
After that, that's when he knew.
Yeah.
There was another round of, like, candy later on. I was like, okay, I have to tell you something. I ate that Oreo ice cream sandwich, like,
no.
Because I broke my veganism for that. But I'm going to have to stop you here and let you know.
So what was that moment that you were like, yep, he's definitely the one.
I'm sorry to backtrack real quick, but I just want to let Bo know that Drake has a lot of songs with Mexican artists.
Stay on topic. No, Dylan.
And he has some very good Cinco de Mayo songs that I will be playing now, Bo.
You can't come back like 5 minutes after the fact. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can't be the Drake super fan.
Yes, I can.
And then come back 5 minutes later after a shot and act like you – you're going to justify. You clearly didn't know.
I did know. I just didn't want to talk over, and they already moved on. So I just picked my spot to go back. And so now I'm back spinning the block.
Well, we're not done with vegan Allie.
Yeah. All right, I'm good. I said what I had to say.
Allie, I have to apologize. I might have made a comment that sounded like I was hateful to vegans last week, but really wasn't.
No.
What'd you say? Just that you were the meat man?
Well, remember my buddy's wife, she made the pasta shells, and she's vegan, and she made it real meat, though.
Oh, I forgot. Oh.
Yeah, you're like, they're pretty good.
Oh, how did you not? What? I'm just, like, I'm piecing this all together in real time. She kept her mouth shut through that entire stanza that you went on about vegans.
Yeah, I know.
Listen.
Oh, my goodness.
Allie is now the best of us. We have realized.
My God.
Literally why I'm apologizing.
Get your foot out of your mouth right now.
Not only am I vegan, I am also a marathon runner, and you guys just found out about those things.
Yeah.
Because those have the stigma of them always talking about
it. Yeah, that's a good point.
I knew you could run marathons because I followed you on the Insta, but you're literally not one of those vegans, because most vegans have to remind you like every day that they are something. I'm a vegan, remember, like with social media posts. You don't do that at all, ever.
No.
So
Allie's officially the coolest vegan I know.
Yeah.
She's probably the only vegan you know.
I agree with you on that.
I'm pretty sure I know other vegans. Yeah, none come to the top of the mind though, besides Allie.
Yeah. We do need to move on at some point. 404-726-0929. If you guys want to hit us up on the wake up call or at 929 Morning Shift, you guys are just hanging out. You just showed up to work, wanted to comment on any of the stuff we've been talking about earlier throughout the show. I just got a text from my buddy Jefferson that was like, "Dude, I've seen that band before." And he saw, what was the name of the place?
Mad Life.
In
Woodstock.
Woodstock, which I've never heard of until this morning. Allie told me about Mad Life and Woodstock.
You've never heard of that before?
No.
I mean, if you love cover bands, that is a great place to go, and you don't have to deal with, like, downtown traffic, that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Bo just looked at me like I was talking about Gas South Arena or something. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a place called Mad Life in Woodstock, bro. Like,
it's great. They have a restaurant.
I'm sure it's cool. Like, yeah. I'm not sleeping on it. I'm just saying I've never heard of it until today. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't think that's earth-shattering news.
I saw a Kid Rock cover band there once.
Well, that goes further my point. I've never
Journey.
Really, like, yeah.
I've seen a Journey cover band.
Not like a cover band there.
You know who else we saw, Allie? The
best.
We saw a Prince cover.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That guy was really good. I mean, really good.
Let's go out to the phone lines real quick. Dylan, let's talk to our buddy Chief over in South Fulton. Chief, what's happening?
What's happening, Chief? Living good morning, Tribal Chief. Michael P. Johnson, the people player. Allie Mack in the house, watch your mouth. Now, Allie, you know I like you, but I got a quick love story for you, Allie. I think you would like this, you know, because you're the lady in the house. So. I was 16 years old when I met my wife. She was 14. Actually, I've been married 34 years yesterday.
Wow.
Congratulations.
On that.
And the way I knew she was mine, Mike, we was in camp. We were at camp in Waycross, Georgia. And she's sitting next to the table in the cafeteria. And she looked at me and she looked at my plate. We were having beans and franks. Okay. And she noticed I wasn't really, you know, paying attention. We're eating them. She was like, do you want your beans and franks? And I was like, you can have them. And she put her hand on my hand and she said, well, thank you. And them hands were so soft. I fell in love right then. And ever since then, we've been together.
You had fireworks in the chest. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Chief.
Thanks for calling in. It's a solid point, man. Every now and then you just get that little sparkle right there in the chest, man. Hits you right in the guts and you're like, oh, that's the one. Anyways, thanks for calling in, Chief. Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go over to Anthony in Covington. Anthony, what you got for us this morning, buddy?
Good morning, good morning. Happy Cinco de Mayo, in the great words of a wise man. I'm too drunk to taste this chicken. Good morning, everyone. How we doing this morning?
Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
All right, real quick, I'm going to tell y'all how I knew my wife was the one. It was real simple. Invited her over for a date. My girl was wearing a Motley Crue Dr. Feelgood shirt, and I asked her what her favorite beer was, and it was Past Blue Ribbon. I was sold. 12 years later, we're still sticking it together.
Yeah. A little PBR. Yeah, a little PBR. I love that, man. I love that. Appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, thanks for the phone call.
That's clearly a part of Squid Nation right there.
Yeah.
You know, one thing we forgot to ask Chief there was it's his 34th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
I'm curious if he got his wife a gift.
I bet he did.
I bet Chief did.
I bet he did. I bet they've lived through a number of
I don't know why that's relevant, Ollie. Yeah.
I bet they've lived through a number of big events like that and plenty of gifts over the years. No matter what else is going on, it's still your anniversary. Still Mother's Day, a big Mother's Day. Anyways, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Yeah, Dictator, baby. Mafia. What's happening, man? Good morning to y'all. Good morning to y'all.
What's
so I heard y'all talking about the vegan thing with Allie. Now, man, I've tried vegan food. I don't think I could go full-blown vegan because it ain't nothing like a good tomahawk or ribeye every now and then.
But no, you can't just talk to vegans like that.
Yeah, I know, but it's
he said with all due respect.
I got a buddy who's a vegan. With all due respect, because I got a buddy who's a vegan. That's how, so I tried the Slutty Vegan. I tried a burger from the Slutty Vegan. It actually wasn't too bad.
See?
It really actually wasn't too bad. For something for me to add, and every now and then where I'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm by Slutty Vegan. Let me just go grab a burger.
Right.
Not that I would fully turn vegan, but I will say for those people who do speak bad against vegan food, like, don't do that unless you try it. You know what I mean? And it's not too bad. But like I said, Allie, no disrespect, but ain't nothing like that tomahawk. Y'all have a good one.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today.
Appreciate it, man.
You know when I realized I would never be vegan?
When?
Is like when we were like, I don't know, maybe it was 8th or 9th grade, and they came out with those vegan burgers, like the Boca burgers or whatever.
Right.
And my mom brought them home. She's like, we're going to try these. We're going to be healthy. And I was like, I ain't eating this crap.
Well.
I tried it. And I was like, they weren't. But that was in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that they're better. And I'm sure they're way better now. But back then I was like, nah, this ain't for me.
This ain't the one.
Yeah, the fear now.
I'd rather eat a cow.
The fear now is because the food has gotten so good on the plant-based side that, okay, so vegan does not mean healthy. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
Anything that says vegan does not mean it's healthy. There
sure.
could be a crisis with some health issues if you only eat processed vegan food. It could be really, really bad for you.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's what they don't tell you that. That's why we have the great Ali Mack here to tell us.
Ali, I do want to get this tweet we got from Brandon Mincy at 929 Morning Shift. You guys want to share your love story. He said that him and his wife went to an event at a bar where a band was playing, and he was going to pay $40 for parking. And she said, no, let's go over there for $10.
Oh,
and he was like, oh, yeah, dude. You start getting I know Dylan's clapping. You start getting a coupon-informed spouse, like that's where it's at. You know what I mean? Like, I dated a girl one time that refused to use coupons, and I was like, nah, man, this ain't it.
No.
I got to break up. Got to move on.
Yeah. It's funny. Dylan's moment was when he realized he found another Eagles fan in Atlanta.
Yeah. That's see,
one of these days, you guys are going to stop spreading false narratives about me. I am a Falcons fan. I am not an Eagles fan.
Either that or the fact that she still gets in your car with all that duct tape on it.
Dylan, y'all aren't married, but did you have a moment with Simone that you need to share?
I absolutely did. So the moment for me was when, and we were just starting to talk, and you know, the relationship was a situationship, not a relationship.
Oh,
and
you weren't in the friend zone, were you?
Nah, I wasn't in the friend zone. Nah. But we just weren't at that, you know, we weren't, you know, committed like that yet. But anywho, my car had actually broken down because we both worked for the Braves, and it broke down near Truist Park. So she came and picked me up. She came and rescued me because I was supposed to go to her apartment afterwards. So she had came and picked me up, and we actually sat there. She let me like kind of work, see if I could work on the car. You know, come to find out it was a blown head gasket, so it didn't matter what I did. But anywho, she sat there with me, and we sat there in her car and watched Netflix while I was trying to like let my car cool down and work on and stuff like that. And you know, once she just bared with me on the car situation, I knew. I was like, yeah, she's the one.
Our knuckles touched on the gear shifter, and we were like, oh man, this is it. Anyways, man, love those stories. Appreciate you guys all weighing in at 929 Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.